Slide 9. Overall, a PHR is significant in that it will likely increase public understanding of HIT. PHRs also have implications for consumers, healthcare providers, and if used, the sponsoring organization. The consumer perspective is examined first. The issues consumers are most often concerned about and their implications are: what should go into a PHR? The AHIMA website mentioned previously recommended certain content be included. However, the health-related information that is housed with the provider can take time and be difficult to obtain, resulting in an incomplete record. What format should be used? The options are paper-based, personal computer-based, internet-based, and portable storage devices such as smart cards, memory sticks, cellular phones, and PDAs. If internet-based, they are either tethered or untethered. According to an article by Cheryl Gregg Farenholtz and Stacy Buck titled PHRs and Physician Practices, a tethered PHR is a subset of data compiled by a provider, other healthcare entity such as a health plan, or an employer promoting wellness among employees. The individual can access and update the tethered PHR. An untethered PHR is controlled by the individual who signs up for an internet-based service. The individual provides his or her health information or sends pertinent documents to the PHR vendor to be filed in the record. These services allow password-protected access to records anywhere, anytime, via an internet connection. Who should have access? Consumers want assurances that the private information they share is used only for specific purposes and that it is secure. What should be shared? While it is true the content of the PHR is controlled by the individual, consumers may be reluctant to include sensitive information, such as mental disorders, because of fear of disclosure to employers. However, leaving out such information would be risky, as the provider would not be aware of and therefore not be able to take into consideration such problems in the creation of a treatment plan. And where should the information be stored? There are lots of storage options. They include, but are not limited to, a health insurance plan, hospital or medical practice, employer, government, or a company offering a PHR over the internet, such as Google Health. The main implication of deciding where to store the information is keeping it private and secure. However, there is also the creation of a partnership with the sponsoring organization and the reliance that when the information is needed, it will be available. In addition, concerns exist over data loss due to a sponsoring organization going out of business.